All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Range Infrastructure Financing District. Today is Monday, November 25th. The time is 10:49. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the record, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Nick, you want to start?
Yeah, Nick Meister, Chair of the Board.
Lauren Hiller, board member.
Seth Robertson, Board.
David Hutchison with CLA.
And we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there from the
No.
public?
Nope.
Okay. And that's everyone I show on the call. All right, so we'll go to the agenda. First up, the minutes from our October 2nd board meeting. Board, did they look accurate to you?
I have no concerns.
Okay.
They look accurate.
Can we get a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the board
I
minutes
second
from
it.
November 20,
Just the second, no, October 2nd.
October 2nd.
Great. Thanks, Seth. Second, Lauren, is that what I heard?
Yeah, sorry, I cut you off for that.
That's okay. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, I'll stop sharing. We'll let David put up the tentative budget and turn the time over to him. David.
All right, thanks, Michael. So, for the tentative budget, just to, keeping in mind, I mentioned in the email I sent out that there are potentially some changes based on we can talk about those here, but just we had a few things that we were missing still. So, for the general fund, we'll start here. Revenues for the
Can I
district.
get you to enlarge it? Sorry, David.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry. Is that
Thank
good
you.
or one more?
Maybe one. There you go.
There we go. Okay. Get it to fit all on the screen, so we're good. So for revenues, we're looking at developer advances for 2024, $23,000, and to cover approximately 7,500 in accounting, 12,000 in legal, and 3,500 miscellaneous to balance that out at 23,000. For the 2025 budget, 51,000 as developer advance to fund the administrative costs of accounting and auditing, insurance, legal, and miscellaneous. Well, nothing in miscellaneous, excuse me. So 18, 9, 4, and 20,000 respectively. Going on to, let's go down to the capital projects first. So we have in the 2024 budget, bond proceeds, the Series 2024 of 6,515,000, and then we budgeted capital outlay of 1 million and bond issuance costs of $350,000, and transfers to the other funds of 750,000. And this is kind of those pieces that, based on the bond documents, it'll detail out if there's different amounts. We had to take kind of a stab in the dark on those ones. If, but excuse me. Not.
At this point of the year, I'd be doubtful if they get any development started this year. So I might move all those to 2025,
Okay.
just as an FYI.
Sorry. To 2025. All right. Any other comments, updates? I guess those ones will depend on the bond documents, the issuance costs and transfers, but okay, we'll move all that. So that'll be 5 million 415,000 pending any changes there too. And then that will all roll into 2025. Budgeted interest income of $50,000, so an estimate, and We will bump this up by that additional $1 million there. So 5,465,000. And that would potentially increase our interest income also. So we'll make some amendments to that also.
The other comment I had on the previous sheet, Michael, maybe you can comment on that, where it has our operations costs being funded by the developer. Those operations costs, can they not be funded from the bond proceeds?
They can, or they can be reimbursed once the assessments come in. There's the carve out for those. So whatever was pre closing, yeah, can come out of the bond proceeds. Post closing, we'll do the carve out once the assessments start coming in.
Okay.
That's why we do that admin funding and reimbursement agreement, is for you guys to get reimbursed for that.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions on either general, the general fund or the capital projects? Okay. So going to debt service, we have that transfer in from the capital project, $750,000, and then bond interest payment of $40,000. Again, this could change based on the bond documents, but and then that gives us a ending balance $710,000 that will carry forward with interest income of $5,000 for 2025, and then bond interest series 2024 payment $423,475, and $4,000 in paying agent fees. Any questions, concerns, comments, goods anywhere in here?
I don't have any additional comments there.
Okay. All right. I'll turn it back to you then, Michael.
Okay. So, board, what we're going to need then, and so the tentative budget is just kind of a placeholder. So David will go back, make those adjustments, but we've got to have something in place so that the public can review it. So what I'll need is a motion to approve the tentative budget and then to set a public hearing in December for the final budget. Since we don't know the date, we'll just be, we're going to set a public hearing notice is part of the motion then. Do you guys know kind of when you want to have one? Any ideas?
Propose the week of the 9th. Try to get it done sooner than later in the month. Think that next week's going to get a little busy for everyone in the holiday week.
I'm open to that.
Okay. Do you want us to send out some times? Monday the 9th, we've got time.
Do you typically see these, Michael, during business hours, or do you do them post-business hours for the public?
No, these are typically done during business hours. The way the code works, the only time you have to do it at night is if you're going to raise taxes. Then it has to be past 6 o'clock at night. But for a regular budget, if we're not increasing taxes, which you guys never would with this district, it can be business hours.
I suggest we do it when it's most convenient for us, Nick.
Yep. So we're good Monday, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, late morning, early afternoon, and then all day Friday, we could do those.
Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday afternoon are both anytime between 1 and 4.
Okay.
That works for me.
Works for me as well.
Okay. Let's look then at Tuesday. Throw out a time, Nick.
Let's do 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on Tuesday the 10th.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Wednesday the 11th. Sorry.
Oh. The 11th, we've got a board meeting at 2:30.
I'm sorry.
So,
I can do, you said 3 o'clock on Tuesday?
yeah, if that works.
Yeah, I can do it from the car.
Okay.
My kid just has a holiday performance, so
Just put one earpiece in, put
she's
yourself
the
on mute.
season. She's the
Yeah.
season. We're
Take
good.
it off real quick for any eyes.
Yeah.
So, all right, 3 o'clock on Tuesday the 10th. Sound
Okay.
okay? Right. So, Seth, I'm assuming you're going to make the motion. If you could make the motion, approve the tentative budget.
I'll make the
And
motion to
then.
approve the tentative budget and to have a budget review board meeting for the final budget December 10th at 3 o'clock.
I second.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That's all I show on the agenda board. Do you guys have anything you want to bring up that we need to talk about?
Nothing.
I do have some things I want to talk to you about, but they don't need to happen in the board meeting.
Okay. Why don't we adjourn the meeting and then we can talk about those. So, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, we'll stop the recording.